I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. South Dakota again seeing an increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The Argus Leader reports almost 400 more South Dakotans have tested positive for COVID-19, with one more death recorded. Hospitalizations jumped 43%, with more than 100 people being treated for complications of the illness. On Wednesday, the state of Nebraska recorded almost 2,700 new viral cases in the past week. The current case numbers are more than 10 times higher than what the state reported in late June. And the state is dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak at a state correctional facility in Lincoln. They have asked county jails to delay sending new inmates if they can. The 7-day positivity rate is down in Woodbury County to 6%, with almost 100 new cases. Officials with Siouxland District Health say anything above 4% shows wide community spread. There were 300 new cases added in Iowa in one day, according to the state coronavirus website. The Deputy Director of Siouxland District Health, Tyler Brock, provided an update on the COVID-19 vaccine. He says booster doses will not be given until at least September 20th. The dose needs to come at least 8 months after the first second dose. The health department will work with local providers to figure out the best method for administering additional doses. They expect to provide more information in the upcoming weeks as more details become clear from the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Brock also says hospitalizations in Woodbury County remain low and are down from last week. And the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City's COVID-19 task force is urging the community to wear masks indoors during services. There will be no mask mandate, but other safety measures have been in place to protect parishioners. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.